Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair for the next 6 days. We're at the halfway mark. Amen. Amen, folks. It is a chore every single year, but we're glad that we have the opportunity of being there. Mark 16:15, read it. You'll understand why. But we are out at the Minnesota State Fair from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 12 days in a row, all the way up until, forgive me, folks, I have to go over and check these dates because we've got so much going on, and we got more dates coming up. Check out our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. But from the 24th of August to September 4th, we will be there. Come downstairs at the grandstand, east end, third row in, the Sons of Liberty. You cannot miss us, okay? We're going to be there for 6 more days. If you're in Minnesota, please come and see us. Come say hello. Talk to some local friends that just told me they were there and they couldn't find us. I don't know how you can find us. We've been there for 15 years. Bottom floor, Minnesota Grandstand, Minnesota State Fair at the Grandstand, east end, third row in. Super easy to find us. By the way, also check out our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got Arizona coming up, Minnesota coming up. We've got Missouri coming up. We'll be one of the main speakers out there with General Flynn, Michael Flynn. I'm actually looking forward to that, to see what transpires from that event. But we got much coming up. And so, folks, we are in it. We're doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. If you want to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can't miss that neither. People tell me all the time they're having a problem getting to that page. I don't know how or why, because when I go to it, I can go to Sons of Liberty Media right now, and the first thing that pulls up is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Stay the course until you get there. Figure out, finagle yourself through it until you actually get to that page, folks. sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, now that we're there, we have about 13 to 15 articles that go up every day. We have contributors from all over the country, from preachers to constitutional attorneys. The list goes on, giving you information that the mainstream media means to censor. And in the meantime, they're illegally censoring us and trying to demonize us by calling us a dangerous individual and dangerous organization. Of course, so there's the definition of danger, anything that would expose the darkness, friends. That's what the church is called to do. As a matter of fact, it's real easy to be real bright today, friends, because in a dark world, and the darker it gets, the brighter that we shine as we follow the Christ. Again, look at the opportunities that we have in front of us right now, friends. Oh, my goodness. goodness. I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, you'll see us right there on social media platforms. Subscribe to the page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page as well. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It is a terrible place, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, isn't it interesting that we talked about, speaking of some of the topics in which we're going to cover today, isn't it interesting how we continuously stay on topics? We're not going to allow ourselves to be distracted from the things that the corrupts within are trying to distract us from, because we need to hold them accountable to the crimes that they have committed. It's not a time to say, thou shalt not judge. America, it's time to judge, and you need justice, because justice is what guards your liberties. And the corrupt must be judged by the American people, because if not, friends, all is going to go for naught. I want to say this, too. I'm going back on a three-hour round trip on a daily basis, going to and fro. And in saying that, I want you to understand what's happening in Minneapolis alone. This is happening all over the country. I brought this up last week, and I'm going to bring it up again today, because it is that important. Don't tell me what's going on in Minnesota and across the country was not pre-planned. Remember what Roosevelt said. There's nothing in politics that doesn't happen. That's not first planned. It's all pre-planned. They foreshadow everything. And what's interesting is when we were going through Minneapolis, I went a different way yesterday. And folks, there is brand new apartment buildings after brand new apartment buildings after brand new apartment buildings all throughout Minneapolis-St. Paul. And I'm just curious to know who's going to occupy those brand new apartment buildings all over Minneapolis-St. Paul and the suburbs. And it's interesting how they're built before bills were being passed to basically give license to illegals, not undocumented, to illegals. I want to say this as well. Federal law tells us that if our said representatives, regardless of who they are, bring in illegals into the country and they commit crimes against the American people, they themselves are responsible for the crimes of the illegals that they allured in. Okay? I just want to make clear that you understand. Federal Code and Statute 1825. Do check it out in Corn Law, and go ahead and check it out, and you'll see exactly what I'm telling you is exactly what's happening. Friends, also what I talked about last week is all the long 3- and 4-block corporate buildings that are going up next to all of these brand new apartment buildings. They're alluring illegals to come into America, friends. And the Bible is clear when it tells us in Deuteronomy 28:43 that the Lord will bring in the foreigner, and he'll make them the head and not the tail. He'll cause those that hate us to rule over us. You need to understand that you are being set up right now by your said representatives as your country by the hand of God through judgment. It's not the bad guys doing it without the direction of the Lord. Rest assured, he's bringing this country to judgment. But what you need to know, friends, is that things are being teed up for your country to be subdued by the illegals. And they've been talking about this for years through NAFTA. Well, friends, it's happening. And it's not just the southern border. It's also the northern border. I hit that last week as well. I believe it was a 38% increase of illegals infiltrating America through the northern borders. Now, keep in mind, they're all being allured into America on your welfare dime. Don't forget it. Don't forget who's doing it. It's your said federal government acting as if they're the head instead of the tail. They're the tail that's wagging the dog, and the states are not blocking what the federal government's doing, because the governors of states are the ones that are actually doing the biddings of the federal government. You got to think through what's going on here, friends. We in trouble, friends. We are in trouble, and we're in trouble because we don't do what needs to be done to make sure it doesn't continue on, right? We need to teach men the fear of God through judgment. Proverbs 16:6. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh my goodness, friends. Oh my goodness. People are talking about how the administration and the corrupt CDC and the WHO and the UN and the list goes on. They're going to go ahead and push the pandemic again. Is that tsunami that was coming in 3 years ago that we warned you of by the Spirit of God? Oh, no question about it. But on top of that, let me go ahead and show you in contrast to what they're trying to hide from you. Here it is right now. This is brand new. This just came out, and it's basically a video of over 100 actors that have died just in the last year. Isn't that crazy? And the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. And I guarantee you that, folks, 95% of them took the experimental jab. But let's just ignore the fruit, friends. Let's just ignore the fruit of what is, in fact, happening here. Wanted to show you this as well. One American News just highlighted, friends, former WWE champion Bray Wyatt, dead at 36 years old. Huh. Interesting. Anybody know why that could be? And they're trying to push this on you again. Here's another one for you. This is redvoicemedia.com. Houston basketball standout died suddenly weeks before his 24th birthday. My goodness, folks, how long are we going to continuously turn our faces away from this and allow the guilty to remain unpunished? That only adds strength to more tyranny, and that's exactly why it's coming around the corner again, friends. Here's another one, Red Voice Media. Another pilot dies suddenly, collapse of a heart attack just before takeoff. Now, the last one that we highlighted, friends, we actually showed you, was it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where the captain died up in the air, and they had to make an emergency landing during that particular time. So it's pretty crazy what's going on. But again, I want to keep this in front of your faces, friends, because they are going to try and push this agenda on you again. Let me say it this way, and I'm not going to say it's 100%. Either that or it's they're testing the people right now to see how they're going to respond. Now, I want to say this for all of those that are complying, and you think for some reason or another that your compliance is going to put a stop to this. No, your compliance is not putting a stop to it. Your compliance is continuously advocating more of this. Because of your compliance, and because of your compliance, it's going to continue on until you understand you have to do the other thing, the things that you don't want to do, and stand against tyranny. Hey, folks, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Also wanted to bring up some more things around Hawaii, because I want to throw something out there for your candor in just a moment here. But I wanted to show you, on top of everything that we've already been told, you know, if you give it a little time, the Bible says that the Lord will bring all things to the light, and He does, especially with what's going on in Maui right now. Oh, my goodness, folks. Luke 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. Oh, my goodness. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do, and it's just a matter of time before He brings it to the light. Hebrews 4, verse 12 and 13. And this is what we're seeing in Maui. There were some videos this morning of reporters that were flying into Maui that were saying that this is no way by any means is this a fire that happened here, because the targeting of certain portions of Maui were done by energy weapons. On top of that, there's also information coming out right now where, again, if you pay attention how they're forecasting all of this stuff, it happens to be another one of them concerning their forecasting. But the Pentagon already came out and told us that we have these weapons available to them. I want to play this video for you from an individual, and I don't know who he is. His name is Pastor J.D., and he reveals two locations in the U.S. that have directed energy weapons, and I want you to hear this for yourself out of his mouth concerning what, in fact, is transpiring right now. And then I'm going to go over to the sheriff, the fox in the chicken coop, who's actually out there having his said police department arresting journalists that are not from Maui, and they're saying they're arresting them because of the resources. You can't make this out. But let's do this this first one first. This is Pastor JD. Check it out.
That have these directed energy weapons. One is Nevada and the other is Maui. Let's start with this directed energy Air Force Maui optical and supercomputing AMOS site located on the island of Maui. May I quote from the website? Listen to this. Directed energy harnesses the power of the electromagnetic spectrum to enable airmen to effectively and affordably strike critical targets at the speed of light.
That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. I have a brand new video here, and it's pretty crazy, because what happens is the individual, he starts to play it in slow motion, and as he plays it in slow motion,
so I'm sure a lot of you have seen this clip, but I want to
see what
you
couldn't see in real time. And I want you to see this for yourself. I want you to hear it for yourself. And right now I am pulling that up. And here it is. If you're on social media platforms, you will see this. And what he does is, again, he plays it in slow motion.
Whoa, did you see that just shoot across?
See, the guy just said, did you see that just shoot across the sky? So what he does is he then plays it in slow motion, and as you look at it in slow motion, you can see that there is something going across the sky in parts.
Windy, and then
that is again. I'm going to go ahead and play that again for you to see. This is in Lahaina, Maui. And you can see it. You can clearly see it. And it's hiding behind the clouds, whatever it is. And these are directed energy weapons. And again, this kid captured it. It reminds me of the Zapruder films on Kennedy's assassination. They didn't expect people were going to actually be filming, but that's what's happening. Yep, and you're seeing flashes. They're hearing explosions. What you're looking at right now is a home security system camera. And again, folks, they want you to believe that these were fires, okay? They wanted you to believe that these were fires. I want to make clear on what I just said. They want you to believe that these are fires, okay? They were fires. In spite of all the information that we're given right now, again, they want to continuously push the same narrative. And this only makes sense as to why FEMA came in and said, we want to put basically a media censorship across the boards as to what's happening in Maui. They wanted to put a stop to it. You got to ask the question why that was so important that they wanted to put a stop to it. Here, I want to show you this one as well, and then I'm going to bring you over to the sheriff really quick. And this is a young man that was one of those reporters that was being harassed by individuals, and he didn't know who they were. So I'm going to go ahead and play that one as well. You can see it for yourself. We're giving a voice to Maui right now, and it's important that we do that. And just watch this. This is kind of creepy, but I'll tell you what, if this would have been me, I would have dealt with the individual. I would have walked over. I'd have put the camera right in his face. I would have followed him as to where he came from. And that's, you have to take it to the enemy, Americans, because if you don't, you're only going to encourage them to do it again. But check this out.
My thoughts on it, as well as similar things that I have experienced trying to cover West Maui.
People's minds here. Hey, what's up, Nick? I've been trying to reach you. Been reaching out to you on X.
Okay, so he didn't know who he was. And what he put up on his headliner here is unknown actors are stalking independent reporters. This is at 5:45 a.m. And this reporter says, wherever I go, these guys are showing up. Well, join the club. Join the club, friends. Just think about that. Out in the middle of Maui, simply reporting on these alleged fires that took place, and he's got people stalking him at 5:45 in the morning.
You're supposed to be meeting with people here. What victims have
you? Okay, yeah. So this is so you're seeing this live right now. People actually track me down.
And you're staying in a tent. You said you're staying in a tent. Hey?
And I don't know why this kid's being timid about it. And I mean, obviously, it's a little bit creepy, and no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, again, if that was Bradley Dean, I would have turned around and brought it right to him. And I'd have followed him, and I would have had him on film as to what was going on. Now, what I want to do is on the other side of this, again, just to show you how this is all working and how the Lord is bringing this all to the light now. Folks, it's getting to the point where there's nothing that they can cover up. And the only thing that they can now do is continuously drive a lying narrative that it was fire. I'm going to show you Maui fire survivors that are going to tell you that they were not fires at all. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you over to the sheriff so you can hear from the sheriff, who is the fox in the chicken coop. Guess who the sheriff is, friends? I'm not going to tell you. Craziness. They're telling on themselves every step of the way. The governor's trying to get the land in Maui to become the governor, or the states. It gets crazier. The World Economic Forum's trying to drive the narrative of climate change. Oprah's buying up the land. You can't make it up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says at least 25,000 electrical linemen are already in place ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Idalia.
There's going to be down power lines. There's going to be certain hazards. It's going to make it more difficult for our personnel, but we are going to be there and we're going to get the job done.
He added he's mobilized urban search and rescue teams as well, but hopes they will not be needed. The mayor of Miami is suspending his presidential campaign after failing to make the debate stage last week. Francis Suarez made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. He is the first candidate to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination. A new study shows that using medical or recreational marijuana has a risk of developing cannabis use disorder. According to the CDC, to have the disorder, a person must have two or more symptoms of craving weed, becoming tolerant to it, using more than they meant to, experiencing withdrawal, or not being able to quit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now what I want to do is I want to go over and I want you to see this because, again, they've been selling to us that these are fires. Well, people in Maui are saying they're not fires. And it lines up with what everybody else is coming out of Maui with concerning the fact that these are direct energy weapons. Now, everybody's acknowledging that. Nobody's denying that except the people in Maui right now. Even the film is showing us, friends, and it's an expose of the narrative that the mainstream media is trying to withhold from us. Okay? Now, I want you to hear this, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'm going to play a part of it, maybe a couple minutes of this, and this was the Maui fire survivors. That's the headline, okay? August 21st, 2023. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say as to what this is all about, okay? Check it out.
We've lived on Maui for 14 years, on the west side for most of that time. We run a landscape business here, try to be environmentally safe, no Roundup, none of that junk. We have four kids. Yeah, we all lost everything. We have each other, but we literally, everything I'm wearing, everything we're wearing is loaned to us by the grace of friends and family and just random people. All the food we've eaten, all the hospitality we've been shown, it's all been from our community.
You mentioned today in the speech anything from FEMA or Red Cross that you've directly received that you're aware of?
I've never heard from them or I've never personally seen anyone from any governmental organization at all. I've seen them on the news,
folks,
but I've never seen one.
So again, the narrative is that FEMA has been released onto Maui. If you've never been there, folks, Maui is a small little island. It's not huge. We have a survivor of what just took place in Maui stating he's not seen any FEMA representatives sent in from the government. Isn't that a little odd? But this is what we're being told because they want to reassure you. I'm sorry. They want to appease you because they want you to believe that they've got everything in control or under control. Not true, according to this individual. Listen carefully again to what he says.
I've never heard from any of them, so it's all been just the amazing spirit of connectivity that Maui's brought. The homes we all bought years ago were already kind of the bottom of the barrel, probably, so to speak, just dilapidated and stuff. And then we've all put just years, like in our house, we put 8 years of love and effort.
Some technical issues here in the war zone, but essentially, it's all sparking.
Yeah.
Provide reasonable doubt that this was not a natural disaster, then the burden of proof is on the state to prove that it was in order to call this a natural disaster, because the Attorney General of Hawaii has already done some kind of a lawsuit against the state of Hawaii or the governor. I don't know the details of that, but if anyone's listening to that, if you're an attorney or someone that can help us.
Okay, so he just got done telling you, friends, that they're not fires. He said that is absolutely not true. Well, folks, I mean, this is like watching a conspiracy unfold perfectly concerning the definition of what a conspiracy is, Jeremiah 11:9. No question about it. Now, what I'm going to play for you next, I can't make it up. This is how ignorant they expect you and me to be. And I'm going to let it play out for a couple minutes here. And I'll let the one that's narrating this short video tell you exactly who he is. I wish I could get some response from some of you people. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Tell me what your thoughts are about what you're going to see and hear. This, my friends, is insanity on the behalf of the American people, again, that have eyes to see but see not, and have ears to hear but hear not, Jeremiah 5:21. Check this out.
That's why we can't have you walking down there. And we had to arrest somebody for trespassing. And so if we want to keep doing this and slowing it down, keep doing that.
Look at this devil.
Do a Freedom of Information Act and figure out who that person is. Tell that story. Knock it off.
All right, breaking news. The police chief in the region affected by these fires has started arresting witnesses. And he tells the press to dox the witnesses that he arrested. So very concerning. The Maui police are now arresting witnesses. They're telling people to stay away and that they'll arrest them if they show up. Are they trying to cover up key evidence? But it gets even weirder. This person that's arresting witnesses is the police chief, John Pelletier. I'm going to play his speech from just a few moments ago. But look at this. He was the Las Vegas police captain in 2017 when there was the supposed shooting. Now, a lot of people have called that event into question. There are a lot of huge questions. But look at this. The Maui police chief.
So what we're seeing, folks, is them taking the chief of police from Mandalay Bay, the shooting that took place there in Las Vegas. By the way, if you speak to anybody in Las Vegas, we drove through Las Vegas on our way to California during the pandemic because we weren't going to go along with the Gestapo at the airports. But when we went through Las Vegas, I'm the guy that turns around and says, hey, I'm curious, concerning Mandalay Bay, What was the conversations people were having in Las Vegas? Instantly, nobody believed it. Nobody believed it. Nobody believed it. And here we have the said sheriff that's been moved from Las Vegas, that was the fox in the chicken coop concerning Mandalay Bay. moved to Maui just in time for another conspiracy. Well, Bradley, that's just way out there. When are you going to come to your senses when it comes to common sense Americans? It's embarrassing what Americans put off. It doesn't get any more obvious than this. Yesterday, I played a piece. Was it yesterday, the day before? President Johnson's mistress and his illegitimate child. By the way, Lady Bird also wrote the same thing his mistress wrote concerning Johnson's foreknowledge of the Kennedy assassination. Well, there was 81% of the American people today that still don't believe that Oswald did the shooting. Okay? 81%. But the media keeps driving the narrative, Oswald, the lone shooter, look what he did. Yet 81% of the people don't believe it. Why do you tolerate it? Only to find out that they're going to seal the records till 2029. When she was asked, the mistress of President Johnson, what is it that you're going to find? She said, when they open up those records, she said there's going to be nothing there. So the American people have now allowed their said representative government, when it comes to the investigation of murdering the President of the United States of America on the streets in Dallas, Texas, the people in this country allowed their said representatives to drive the narrative and then go on top of it by adding insult to injury by telling them, we're not going to tell you who is responsible for this conspiracy until 2029. Lady Bird, Johnson told you, Johnson was a part of it. This is in her book. Nobody's going to know better than her. Johnson's mistress told us the same thing during a 5-minute interview. And she said the American people need to know the truth. People don't understand this because they don't understand the Bible. Conspiracies always happen within. Why? So they can control the outcome. Isn't it interesting that documentation comes out from foreign countries when conspiracies are committed against the American people? And Americans are supposed to be the ones that are enlightened. We're supposed to be the light of the earth, and yet we have to have foreign countries tell us what's going on in our own backyards. Isn't that embarrassing? Again, common sense comes into play, and yet they'll also allow that same government to create evidence by accusing the innocent, and the people will take heed to that more than they will the truth when it comes to the obvious perpetrators. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I am embarrassed. Let's go back to this. So we have the sheriff in Maui, who is the fox appointed over the chicken coop during Mandalay Bay. A question that you need to ask yourself and answer, if you wouldn't mind, is go ahead and tell me, concerning Mandalay Bay, how many times did they change the narrative? I think it was 7 or 8 or 9 times. Because people were asking too many questions. Another thing you want to answer is, how many people died after Mandalay Bay concerning eyewitnesses of what really happened? Do you see how this works? Same thing with Kennedy. Same thing with Oklahoma City bombing. Same thing with the Davidian branch. Same thing with Ruby Ridge. With the American people. Same thing with Columbine. Americans are gluttons for punishment. Seriously. Gluttons for punishment. Where does it come to the point where common sense kicks in and says, oh my goodness, look what's going on here. It's happening again. And guess what, friends? It's going to happen again. And I want to tell you why it's going to happen again. Because they know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. That's why. We got Bill calling from Michigan. You got about a minute and a half. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's all yours, my friend.
Oh, good afternoon, Bradley. It's good to hear your voice again.
Mr. Moore, how are you, sir?
pretty good. Hey, I want to say I'm with you on this Maui, the Maui attack, and so I'm calling it. It is extremely clear that they wanted that piece of land way before this happened. Those documents are on file there. And all the narrative that they're pushing, including the mayor and the governor, I mean, it's just dead clear that they created the crisis like they always do, and then give you the solution in the guise of, you know, we're going to go ahead and acquire all this so that we can help you guys out. I mean, we've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, Bill, I'm going to hold you over for the break. It just came up on me a little quicker than I thought it was. Hold on with me. I'm going to pick you up right on the other side of this hard break. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What say you? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And play this again, and then I'm going to pull up our friend from Michigan right after I do so. Check this out. This is the sheriff in Maui. If you just joined,
Freedom of Information Act, and figure out who that person is. Tell that story.
He's arresting witnesses to the alleged fires.
The police chief in the region affected by these fires has started arresting witnesses, and he tells the press to dox the witnesses that he arrested. So very concerning. The Maui police are now arresting witnesses. They're telling people to stay away and that they'll arrest them if they show up. Are they trying to cover up key evidence? But it gets even weirder. This person that's arresting witnesses is the police chief, John Pelletier. I'm going to play his speech from just a few moments ago. But look at this. He was the Las Vegas police captain in 2017 when there was the supposed shooting. Now, a lot of people have called that event into question. There are a lot of huge questions. But look at this. The Maui police chief, John Pelletier, was also the incident commander during the Las Vegas mass shooting incident. And we should say reported mass shooting. everything gets called into question on the world stage. So a key question is this man to be trusted? Or is he a plant put there to orchestrate the cover-up? Check out this crazy clip where he talks about arresting a journalist.
This was we got some people that are thinking, let me tell you, and until you start thinking the way that the... Hey, folks, a good cop knows the mind of a criminal. And that's how you deal with these people. You have to understand the law so you can detect the criminals. And if you don't know the law, that's why you're lost. But if you do, this is what you're going to do. You're going to look at the fingerprints concerning the crimes, and you're going to put them up to the person that it fits. Read Matthew 7:16, folks. You judge them by their fruit, and it falls to the same scenario with the use of Scripture. So let's go back to Bill in Michigan. And Bill, go ahead and reiterate the points that you were making concerning what you're seeing here in Maui and what your assessment is concerning, again, what is in fact happening in Maui today.
Yeah, that's you're hitting it right on the head there, Bradley. Maui is a domestic attack against the people to claim what's rightfully theirs. And I'm glad you were playing the connection there between the police chief in Las Vegas, because I had some family down in Las Vegas at that time. And I've been calling that one out since the beginning. The year leading up to Las Vegas, the ATF wanted to ban bump stocks, and thanks to, yep, you know, the wise and great President Trump, I say that as a man, they pulled it off. And without him, they wouldn't have been able to do that.
That's right. Yep.
You know?
Yep, let me add to that, because remember the school shooting in Florida that allegedly took place too, that they had over 70 cameras and none of that footage has ever been released, and they already had their fall guy in spite of all the witnesses that were hanging out with Nicholas Cruz during that alleged shooting. Matter of fact, one teacher said on MSNBC that she thought the shooter was a police officer dressed in tactical gear. After that alleged shooting took place there in Florida, over 55 unconstitutional legislative acts were enacted by 26 governors throughout the United States into the 500th day of Donald Trump's administration in hopes of undermining the Second Amendment. Most people don't know that, but now you do.
Yeah. Yep, you can see every one of them got rammed right through without question.
That's right.
I've been telling people, it's like you don't know what a republic is supposed to look like. If you saw what a republic was when our framers set it up, you'd call it anarchy. We have gotten so far away from that idea. People believe this is a democracy, and it's not. Democracy, anybody can take what you rightfully own. Law doesn't matter because you can change it at a whim. In a republic, we're governed by law. Article 4, Section 4, we're set up that way, Bradley.
And
if we want the results we used to get, we need to be willing to do the things that we used to do, like Jeremiah 6:16 says. There's no question about it.
Amen. Bill, there's an anointing here, brother, and obviously you've been doing your homework, because I'm impressed. I'm happy, and my hand's on your shoulder, and I got to say, I'm proud of you, man. You're doing your due diligence, and that's exactly what the Lord needs right now, and this is what makes a leader. And remember, scholars are always made alone, so if it's just you and the Lord, that's how He creates them, from the dust to the man that they see concerning the Christ that you abide in, and bearing fruit. John 15:8. So I totally appreciate it. You're totally right on. And again, I'm proud of you, man. And with that, I want to go ahead, if you don't mind. Was that all you wanted to say, or did you want to add to it?
No, that's it. I'll leave it for somebody else.
All right. I appreciate you, bro. I want to go ahead and piggyback what we just highlighted. Again, if you haven't seen this, I want to go ahead and show it to you again. Remember the umbrellas that were blue on the beaches in Maui? Remember they weren't burnt? Remember the cars that were painted blue weren't burnt? Do you remember back in 2022, all these said celebrities and their mansions in Maui, all of their homes, rooftops of their homes were all painted the same color blue? Do you remember this? Why? Well, go ahead and check this out, folks, and this will make perfect sense if you have not seen this before. And here we go. Check this out, folks. Everything's burnt but blue objects. We'll be right back. Okay, so if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, everything the laser and the energy weapon aims at, it destroys it, okay? And now what we have is we have a visual up right now where a car camera caught what in fact was responsible for creating the damage that was done in Maui. And they're direct lights from energy weapons. This is what everybody is saying. These weren't fires. There was something that was causing the destruction, and they got it on camera. You cannot make up what you're seeing right now, friends. Okay? And this is a car. The one that you're seeing now is a car camera where you're seeing the energy weapon from the top, the sky, down, hitting, creating destruction, and destroying everything in its path. There's new videos coming out today, too, by the way, friends, that are making more clear the evidence as to what we're pointing out even now. And then the next video you're going to see is these energy weapons, and you can see them coming from the sky down, destroying everything in its path. Literally. You just heard the pastor in Maui say that they have these energy weapons in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in Maui. The Pentagon's already told them that they are already told us that these are already available, and it's exactly what we're seeing today. Now, I want you to see this really quick before the end of the show, and this is worth, again, highlighting a second time over, maybe a third time over. But the question is, on the headline, is why the heck are the celebs all painting their Maui properties the same weird shade of blue? Now, who are they? Obama, the foreign sodomite, right? The Clintons, their home top. The roof is painted blue, same color blue. Tom Hanks, his son's now calling him out for a trafficker. His son is now calling him out for a trafficker. Ellen DeGeneres, a lesbian, right? Put in prime time, just in time to push the gay agenda. We have Kid Rock, who has a home there. Oprah's home, who's also, by the way, P.S. again, buying up much of the land in Maui. Simultaneously, the realtors are now there trying to sell off the land. The governor comes in. We played this video for you last week and said that he wants to transfer the property of Maui over to the government. Okay, look at the agenda that he's trying to push through climate change. Under what? Under the directives of the World Economic Forum, the individual Klaus Schwab who's trying to establish a Fourth Reich. This is becoming common knowledge. Okay. It's becoming common knowledge. So I want you to see this video before the end of the show.
Painting their Maui properties the same weird shade of blue. Rumors have swirled since October 2022 about Lahaina's elite painting their homes a unique shade of blue. Not just any blue, mind you, but an exact shade. Sounds like a quirky celeb trend, right? But what if there's more to it? Let's delve into the science of lasers, or as they're ominously termed, dews. Why? Because there's something interesting about a specific shade of blue in these energy beams. Here's the science. Certain energy rays interact differently with various colors the spectrum. Some colors are more resistant or reflective, protecting underlying materials from harm. Remember those untouched umbrellas amidst the Lahaina devastation? Skyscraping trees untouched by disaster can be explained away. But how do you justify these seemingly invincible umbrellas? They're not just any umbrellas. They're blue. That exact shade of blue. Is there a connection between this specific royal blue shade, possibly dubbed the Mother Mary blue, and the dews? Could Lahaina's celebrities have insider knowledge
of
giving their homes a blue shade? Why the heck are...
Of course. That's exactly what's happening. Folks, we want to give you the information the mainstream media means to censor, and we're going to continuously do that by the grace of God. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23. We are at the Minnesota State Fair, bottom grandstand, east end, third row in, six more days. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.